in studio today, our InStyle guest. We are InStyle with Carol Kinoti Brands. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Come closer to the mic, please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Help our brother Martin. Because first of all, you have sauntered in here. I think that is the correct.
Like Superman.
She has sauntered. You understand that sauntering?
Let me tell you. Some of us are confused. Hey.
This is effortless.
Allah.
This is now you've just taken a chill pill.
You know, like, easy.
I know this is, in the movie, this is where they say, I just threw something on. Karibu sana.
You know, it was one of those.
Thank you for being our InStyle guest. Mm-hmm. A segment we started, like, we do it twice a month. I think you can come a little bit closer so our wonderful listeners can hear you. We said we can do this twice a month to talk to people who are in the business of aesthetically improving our looks,
exactly,
our homes, our gardens, anything that is landscaping, design, our cars, anything. Mm-hmm. So we started with fashion because, of course, I think that's the thing we all have to do in the morning. Shower, wear something. And so it's really lovely to have you in studio. So maybe we'll start with our all-time favorite question.
Very quickly. Who are you?
Carol Kinoti. I'm a fashion designer.
Is that who you are?
Yes.
Or what you are?
a bit of both. Because my name and my brand are one. And the personality of the two has merged. So I'm in the fashion business. I make clothes. I teach fashion. I wear fashion. Mm-hmm. I live fashion.
It's everything.
It's everything for me.
Has it been from like time immemorial?
Actually, no.
Yeah.
I'm a born creative.
Okay.
But just like many of us, I did not know exactly where to express myself or where to trade.
Yes.
So the first thing I did was stumble into food. I actually trained to be a chef.
Carol, what are you saying?
Yes.
Shakura.
Imagine.
I can see the connection, actually.
You can see it, eh?
No, it's food. You're creating beautiful things across the board.
And you see what happens is when you're growing up, you work with what is within your reach. And food was my easiest.
Yeah.
So a lot of creatives will either draw, sketch. You'll even see with the kids.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you'll realize. They're actually creatives.
Yes.
But being able to define where is it, if you're going to take it up as a career, how to use it becomes the challenge.
And what direction to take.
And what direction to take. Yeah, so I got lost a little bit.
Yeah.
And by the time I did my 3 years, I was very sure.
Yeah.
I can't peeling potatoes, rolling chapati. No.
But you can still do. Did it make you stop cooking at home?
For a while, yes. Yeah. And I remember my husband at some point asking, hey, if I didn't see you in college, I would not believe. I was not even boiling water.
I went off. It's PTSD for cooking.
Oh
my God.
And then I picked it up again very soon the other day when my kids left.
Yes.
The home, I was like, okay, let me cook for this guy. So now I cook.
That's after how many years, guy?
This guy.
22 years.
22 years.
Do you want to send a shout out to this guy?
Martin. Mato. Oliver. We share a name. I understand your problems. June, he has never cooked for me in that.
I've redeemed myself.
22 years.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Okay. The best mix of music.
Capital FM. This is the jam. June Gashui, Martin Karaoke,
indeed.
And of course, we're in style.
With Carol Kinoti Brands.
Hey.
And Carol Kinoti herself is in the building.
And she was there when this track was being
imagined.
Imagined.
Yes.
Scripted. What's the story behind this track, by the way? Because I hear you had you guys have conversating.
It is about his mother and him, you know, growing up in a home where they had to use a bobbin, use a seam ripper. I mean, his mom had a stall in a, I think, Sao or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. And they used to get these extra jobs from her and get paid and stuff like that.
Mm. To earn their pocket money.
And pocket money and stuff.
And she
like
was
that.
She was in the fashion space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, yes. And I mean, she earned a living from there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we met, he said, "You know what? And I don't like to sing songs about her mama, but I think Listening to you, I would like to appreciate my mom.
Look at that.
So that's how it came. Yeah. All
so right. You are the inspiration behind the song.
No, mama is the inspiration. Mom is inspiration. No,
you inspired the song, then mom was added on.
No.
And now it's all over the place.
No, we talked about the effect of effect and the, you know, how fashion can be used even to educate.
Yeah, nice. Of course.
So basically that's... And he remembered, actually, I'm a fruit out of this.
Yeah, completely.
So let's go back now to you.
Mm.
You just mentioned something about how fashion can be used to...
Educate.
To educate, to inspire, to rehabilitate, how? All those things.
How?
So I'll... first of all, fashion, even in school, we grew up doing dressmaking. That is learning out the skill, you know?
Home science
and all those things. That's, yes. Those are skills. But when I talk about fashion to educate, that's not what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
But when you use cases like people with disabilities,
yes,
you understand?
Yeah.
So you'll find like in most cases, they are very good with their hands. And at the end of the day, a product will come out of there. So that is fashion being used for education because they cannot do many other things. They have to do things that involve skills. So they'll either draw, they will either stitch or bead. So fashion can be used, as you know, to educate in such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty is that the skill that is applied on that can be used to, you know, as a way of life. You can use fashion to rehabilitate as well. When you go to the prisons,
mm-hmm.
you will find the industry is big enough. They are doing crocheting. They are doing, you know, knitting. They are making bags.
So
you know.
It doesn't always have to be hard labor. Go and, like, smash rocks.
No.
You know how... No, because I feel like people... It's a really important conversation
wait
to have.
Wait on the water.
Yeah. You know, prisoners do... That punishment, you just we sit there and do hard labor because you did bad manners. But ultimately, if their prison sentence term is coming to an end, then we have to start getting them ready to come back into society and not misbehave again.
We have a product called Fashion on the Road.
Yes.
And maybe I'm jumping the gun.
Please carry on.
Yes, but that is exactly what we do with the women in the prisons.
Yeah.
We teach them at least how to produce a product.
Mm.
That skill is a skill they will use to reintegrate themselves back into the society.
Into society, yeah.
And during
and
that
earn
period,
money from it, yeah.
even within the prisons, they actually earn money.
Because you can, if they're doing the crocheting for you, for example, you if you say I need like 100 pieces and they've done them, they get are they allowed to earn and save?
Yes, yes. Oh. We have actually put together a program with the Manu Chandaria and a factory has just been built. It was handed over to the Olangata Women's Prisons during Valentine's.
What?
For nice. Stitching.
Look at that.
Yes.
Look and, at that.
My role there is to maintain, you know, standards, raise quality, you know.
Yeah.
And is make sure that those products can compete into the market.
In the market.
Back into the does market. It run hand in hand with Fashion on the Road, Marvelous Moms? What is that?
Okay, you're really mixed up here. Marvelous Moms is an event.
It's an event.
For mothers.
For mothers.
That is happening... in the you know on the 28th of May,
mm-hmm. okay,
with you know with the current country club.
Oh,
okay. So we'll come and talk.
That's what we'll talk about. So there's something happening.
Yeah,
there's something happening. You're not too off. We'll talk about that later. But I'm gonna just list the following things. I hope I pronounce them properly.
Okay.
Hariri Collection,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
Rafaela Collection,
mm-hmm.
Blanketti Collection, Safari Collection, Afro Collection, the Habu Collection, LAD, the little Afro dress, like Keep Your Blankets, Imperium Coat Collection. Those are the Carol Kinoti brands. Nabado.
Yes. And for example, what I'm wearing is a Hariri.
It's a Hariri. These are kaftans.
Yeah, they're kaftans made out of silks and, you know, natural fibers. That was my first collection ever.
You know now, kaftan. Yeah. What's a kaftan?
English.
Dira.
Dira. Fancy Dira. You can leave the house, Dira.
Thank you so much.
Look good still, Dira.
Guys, please help me out here. The best mix of music. Capital FM. This is... In Style on 98.4 Capital FM with June Gashui, Martin Karaoke, and of course, our master herself.
Yes, Carol Kinoti. Over 20 years brands. Experience in the fashion industry.
Yes.
A humanitarian, clearly you've just explained to us how we can use fashion for rehabilitation, fashion for education, especially for those who are looking for work and people living with disabilities as well. So I think that's a beautiful way to look at a thing that we take so for granted, you know. I think half the people who get up in the morning to dress don't think about it.
Uh-huh.
They're like, is it cold? Is it hot? Do these things match even? You know, those are extra thoughts.
Here's the thing. Are these clothes?
will I be asked questions? Yeah. It doesn't even cross your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're seeing, especially in industries that have a creative lean, is that the quicker we get to finding or figuring out the business element, then the better. And I think that's where, whether it's a music sort of industry or a film or, you know, jewelry and accessories or even, you know, fashion as you are in, that seems to be the thing. So I want to speak a little bit about an initiative that you have going called the Mavazi Elevate Program.
Yes.
So I know you're the founder and a director there as well. And you have some sort of connection to one of the business schools in this country. Mm-hmm. So maybe speak to us a little bit about that.
Well, Mavazi Elevate Program, one of my two initiatives besides the brand, which mm-hmm. is where the product is based,
mm-hmm.
Founded by the challenges that I've faced
yes.
as a fashion designer. So addresses issues around education, elevation of the industry, and being able to do business as a creative.
Yes.
So being an alumni of Strathmore Business School, I went back to them and told them, you guys, if you fixed me, you better fix the industry. And I've seen them do that with agribusiness, with, you know, many other things.
Yeah.
So they took up the challenge, and together we've put the Mavazi Executive Program.
Mm-hmm.
So this executive program is for creatives in the fashion industry.
Okay.
And the reason why I turn it around and say creative in the fashion industry, because fashion is not just about clothes.
That's true.
The shoes, the accessories,
everything.
The beauty. You know, from the moment you take a shower, while you're taking it, to the point you leave the door, all those are creatives in the fashion industry.
It's so true.
So they're all eligible.
That's why I want to take Nini Arimis.
Yes.
Even Arimis people.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my favorite. Actually.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this program, those are eligible.
Yes.
And the idea is to, you know, incubate so that out of there we can get creatives who know how to do business.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can come up with scalable products, they can come up with brands that, you know, we can claim that are made in Kenya for Africa.
Mm.
You know, African brands, you know, yeah, that are sustainable.
Mm.
And they cannot do that without being molded or being walked from where they are to the next level, because it's already a sick industry. So there's no better person to do it than the Strathmore Business School. So this program was launched about 2 months ago. We're in the phase of recruiting students right now. And being associated with that program, you'll not only be certified, but you'll be able to have a brand that people can respect and want to be associated with.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Mm.
Right, we'll be right back after this short commercial break. But remember, guys, if you want to finish all your mosquitoes, all your problems, the insects, beg on. The answer is beg on. Just beg on them. Finish them all. City all of them. Don't let them ruin your life.
Ruin your life, Buena.
You're walking around your house. You've invited guests. The other guests who have come in. No.
The housefly. Then the housefly.
Yeah.
It's so rude. The housefly comes and it knows it's alone. And you know, they don't travel with relatives. Have you noticed? There are some doodles that come, many of them. The housefly is like, mimi.
And I'm coming to your eye.
Everywhere.
To your eye. It's who whisper in your ear. Beg on that thing out of your house. And guys, speaking of just do it, elections are here. And,
88 days.
Yeah, we need to learn from one very senior journalist that we have in this company, JSO himself, John C.B. Okumu, has a show every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. I saw people saying, "Iki tu ikwangi asubuhi." No, it's in the p.m., 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tune in every Wednesday. Yesterday's conversation was just brilliant.
It was fascinating.
Fascinating. Brilliant. But yeah, we'll be right back with Carol Kinoti Brands. Did you guys say the Carol?
Carol with an E.
Kinoti Brands, guys. Come on.
The best mix of music. Capital FM.
Listen, we are in style today on the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Jun Gashui, myself, Martin Karaoke, and of course, our master.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, let me tell
you. Style, oh.
Her biography, things are collapsing. It's okay. Her biography is just insane. There are so many things that you're doing right now, and I just, we're focused on one. I don't know how we're going to do this, but there are so many things that you're doing, great things that you're doing, especially for the fashion business. Fantastic stuff. We just had about wait a minute, I think I remember it. We just had about Mavazi Elevate program. Okay,
exactly.
That's fantastic. Now for me as a man, I understand you have something special for us gentlemen or hard men or rugby men or footballers to just change our look. And there's a process about it. What do you call this collection for men that you have?
It's actually a capsule.
Yeah?
It's a capsule. Yeah. The Kambu capsule.
Hey, a capsule.
A capsule. So let's start. First of all, do you know what Kambu is or who Kambu is?
Who's Kambu?
Kambu is a friend of ours that we were talking about, do you see too, when we celebrated National Bird or International Bird Day. Do you remember?
Yes.
And it gave you problems because of how many LRRs there are in this one. But it is actually Kenya's national bird and it's called the Lilac Breasted Roller. Now say that four times very fast.
Kambu. 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 Kambu.
So that was the inspiration behind the Kambu capsule collection for men. Yeah. Why men?
Actually, we have for men and for women as well. But it's a solution. For us, it's based on our Afro collection that has got, you know, different solutions across a typical week, which is a seven-day program. Because how you dress on Monday and how you dress on Friday and how you dress on Saturday and Sunday is not the same.
It ain't.
Oh, is it?
No. So you find yourself looking at, fine, there's a day there I want to celebrate the fact that I'm a Kenyan. So therefore, I want to have something made in Kenya.
Uh-huh.
But if I go to a bank, then I need to be able to go for a meeting or, you know, be in the area, still looking smart enough.
But even though you're casual, but you're smart enough.
Thank you.
Okay.
So the Kambu capsule is a solution across those 7 days. So it's a package that you get 6 units that make it easy for you to deal with your 7 day program.
So when you look at somebody like Martin Karaoke, who, you know, his question came from the heart, at, it's different, like for real, Monday to Monday. It's not a, he spoke from his heart of hearts. Martin looks the same Monday too.
consistent brand.
But he's doing all the things you're doing. Yes. He will go out and meet his friends. He will come to work here because we are still a corporate organization. He will also go for meetings with clients who want him to MC.
Yeah.
Yes. The most dressed up I've ever seen him, he went for somebody else's wedding, and I think Ali Abiwa. Could you happen now? So he's on tracksuits. Are you told that day?
No, yeah.
I know. A message must have come.
Miano's 30th as well.
So do you hear feedback from men and women like Martin and I who say, man, I can't be carrying 17 outfits in my car because if a client calls me now and says, hey, June, can we meet at 7? I want to have a conversation about a potential event that's coming up next week. I will go. But then I'll probably think, hey, do I go home and just change?
Yeah.
So this is the feedback you heard.
Yes.
And the experience people had.
First of all, I love the art of layering. Because layering means you can peel off, you can add on. But the first thing that I like to do is to take it at a very personal level, where I understand who is Martin and how is man, you know, how he likes tracksuits, therefore he likes to be easy.
Yes.
But his job insists that once in a while he has a meeting. You understand?
Yeah.
I will still allow him to be who he is and still structure something that is decent enough.
That
and
still fits his style. That fits his style. Personality.
Personality. And you can layer well enough.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a good example. For somebody who likes to do tracks and casual, we have an athleisure collection.
Athleisure.
Oh, that's where...
That's clever.
Yes.
I see what you did there.
Athletic leisure.
Yeah.
Yes. Active wear meets leisure.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it's a bit of an upgrade from your typical polo shirt because it still has the dhahabu bead on it. It's a bit upgraded. Therefore, you can still look a bit better. You're going for sports and yet you're going to watch sports. You're not going to play the sport.
Yes.
So it sits in a very safe place, meaning you can easily wear it comfortably, as formal and informal.
Okay.
Therefore, it's an upgrade of his tracksuits.
Okay. Nice. Talk to Martin and his constituents about layering. Me, I understand exactly what you're saying. Do you know what layering is, Martin?
I got confused because chicken, that's what I thought. Then I was like, layering. Probably.
Like a layer for eggs.
And the layer. But anyway, layering is basically getting layers of clothes.
Layers of clothes that you can
change.
Yes.
At various places.
That some of them are in your back seat and you just pick the half jacket or put it back depending on where you're walking in and out. That is layering.
So layering for my friends and I is just a hoodie at the back of the car.
Or if it's cold and the weather might change later,
then
you would like to. So there are many reasons why people layer. It could be maybe a combination of colors or you want to mask something, some insecurities you have. Mm. There are many reasons. But in the Campo Capsule world, is how to make sure that what you have, if you pack a suitcase to go away, you can have 6 units and maybe just 2 pairs of pants, a pair of jeans and a chino. And those 6 units will cover your 8 to 10 day trip out of the country.
So how do we get to you? How do we get to this Campo Capsule? And how do we get to you for help? You know?
We are very digital. So we visit our pages and Carol Kinoti brands across the board.
Yeah.
As long as the Carol has an E, you will get us.
Ah, yeah, physically. Mm-hmm. Are there events coming up, right? You have a couple of events happening?
Yes. My life is about fashion, high tees, and being present, presentations and stuff like that.
Yes.
Although we carry ours with a bit of meaning, and the meaning is to interrupt and be in places where people, you know, don't normally do fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So Marvelous Moms is one of those events. And this event is in partnership with the Karen Country Club.
Okay.
Purely to celebrate mothers. You come with your mother or you come with your daughter. You come, the three of you, or, you know, intend to be a mother.
Yeah.
You're all invited. So it's a fashion high tea.
Okay.
And on this particular day, we will be displaying what does a typical Campo Capsule look for women.
Yes.
Okay. We, because of the extended programs that we do have, one of those that we'll be launching that day will be something that we've put together in collaboration with the women in prisons.
Dope.
So what's the theme? Sorry, what's the theme? How should I come? Say, how should my mom come dressed?
Yes. Oh. Pastels, shades of pastels.
Yay.
You're asking Amanda cuckoo and pasta. This is chicken and pasta in Martin's head. Am I wrong?
Pastels.
It's a shade. Shall we call it a shade?
Yeah.
Or a hue of colors?
Yeah, a hue of colors.
Yeah.
Okay.
They range across soft pinks, lilacs.
I know lilac.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen.
So instead of purple and pink,
lilac. Mm-hmm. Just in between. Yeah. So quickly, Carol, any regrets?
Me?
Regrets?
No, zero.
Like if we took you back 20 years ago, would you change anything?
Zero.
Even maybe starting this earlier, those 3 years you spent in the kitchen, Ama Martin is happy now, there's still no regrets.
Well, you can't separate food and fashion, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you dress up thinking about how you're going to dine, right? Or where you're going to be taken out for a date. Mm-hmm. So somehow for me, it completes just the thought process of lifestyle, because that's what I do. I run a luxury brand.
Mm-hmm.
And people wear it to go out, they wear it to dine, they wear it. So the understanding of how food is laid, which is not very different from fashion, because if you start making ugali and then you do place your spinach and your nini, you still want to garnish it and lay it in a certain way.
Yeah. Make the plate look nice.
And in this case, garnishing is accessory. So for me, I apply the two.
Yes, no regrets. I agree.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Can we plug in again? Fashion on the Road, Marvelous Moms, happening when?
May 28th.
That's a Saturday, right?
Yes.
It's a Saturday, May 28th at the Karen
Country Club.
Yes. Any way we can buy tickets? How much are the tickets?
Well, they are about 4,500 and I think 5,000 shillings if you're not a member.
Yeah.
But go to the Karen Country Club page and you'll be able to access and book an appointment.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got some love coming through on our socials. Susie Wakabi says, shout out and love to my girl, CK. Do your friends call you CK?
Well, yes.
Yeah, so can we call you CK from now on?
MK, JG and CK. No, no, you do not agree to that nonsense, okay?
Me, I'm Karokinoti.
Yeah, you're Karokinoti. Yeah, you're a brand man. She'll move on, man. CK. Anyway, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much.
I've learned so much. Pastels and capsules.
And layering.
Chicken pasta.
Chicken and pasta, actually. I'm about to go and order some.
If I say chicken pasta, he'll remember about layering.
At leisure.
That was awesome. I love it. Yeah. You know, I come up with things. I'm a creative as well. I write a lot.
Yeah, amazing.
That right there is amazing. That should be an album cover.
I think so.
Or a magazine cover.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Athleisure.
Yeah. Mm. Focus on athleisure.
I feel the moment.
You know, right now, that's how creatives just connect. Guys.
This has been such a lovely in-style with you, Carol Kinoti. Thank you for reminding us that fashion is not just clothes. It has meaning. It can be used to serve. It can be used to rehabilitate. Yeah. It can be used to give a platform and teach, those who are looking for skills to be able to make themselves useful members of society while we all look good.
Yeah, we use it to empower.
Yeah. I like it. We use it to empower.
Empower fashion. Mm. The best mix of music. Capital FM.